This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Have you checked your carbon monoxide and smoke alarms? Well, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like to remind you that it might be a good idea. Be sure to test them out and, if necessary, change the batteries. Carbon monoxide alarms in particular let you know if the invisible, odorless, and life-threatening gas is in your home, so you can take quick action to protect yourself and your family. Remember, you can't see it, you can't smell it, and you can't hear it. You can learn more at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Diane Knoll about the upcoming St. Anthony's Holiday Bazaar.
We're really excited. We've got a great fair planned. Lots of wonderful things have been donated to us, and so it's going to be this Saturday from 10 to 1:30. Everyone in the community is welcome. We're going to have all types of crafts, fresh bakery goods. We have a booth with all hand-sewn crafts in it, stitched, knitted, crocheted items, items like scarves, mittens, aprons, and you name it. Theme baskets are a big attraction always. We always have a really nice selection of the theme baskets and a good variety, and they bid on them in a silent auction. Well, there's a cash raffle. First prize is $300, second is $200, and third is $100.
All right.
And then we have a handmade quilt that we're raffling off also. The raffles are all priced at $1 for $5 and $3 for $10. We have a great lunch. Turkey and gravy on a bun, coleslaw, cranberry salad, and a pumpkin crumble dessert with a beverage, all for just $10. We have lots of different crafts besides the knitted and crocheted stuff. We have a woodcraft department with all kinds of nice home decor and a large wreath department this year. Everybody can stop and get their holiday wreath if they want.
Once again, that event is taking place Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. right here in Park Falls. Bird flu is still active, and the DATCP is testing both animals and milk in the state. Melissa Kay reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has confirmed cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza in poultry and livestock across the United States. Also known as HPAI or H5N1, there are currently 66 cases in poultry in 19 states, including Wisconsin, and one case in livestock in one state. H5N1 has not been detected in livestock in Wisconsin. Milk sampling at the farm level is mandatory. Wisconsin health officials have a goal of testing each farm approximately every month.
Catkins Animal Rescue is once again asking for supply donations. They currently have 84 cats in their care and in foster, and are receiving calls and messages daily to take in more. They're going through over 2 cases of canned cat food daily, and the supply stock is once again nearly empty. They know times are difficult for many, but if you were thinking of making a supply donation, they could really use canned cat food, clay litter, and large towels. They also do have their Amazon wish list updated with their most needed supplies for the week. You can find that link on their Facebook page at Catkins Animal Rescue, Inc. And donations can be dropped off at your convenience, day or night, at the facility, in the donation bins located out front. Or if you're closer to the Phillips area, the Phillips Public Library is a drop spot. Catkins extends their thanks to the library for that. And they extend their thanks to all of you for your continued support as they do their best to give area pets a safe home until they make it to their forever homes. You can visit them at catkinsanimalrescue.org. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Joe Oskovarik about the upcoming craft event at the Park Falls Legion Hall.
Of course, this Saturday, November 8th, from 10 a.m. till 3, our Park Falls Legion Auxiliary will have the craft show. It's full house, 25 tables, and they will have available a lunch for $5. It's Juanita's famous walking tacos. Anyone needs community hours, especially like the conferments at St. Anthony's. Come there at 8 in the morning on Saturday to help with these people bringing in their crafts.
Once again, this is taking place 10 a.m. this Saturday at the Park Falls Legion Hall. However, if you would like to assist with setting up, they ask that you please arrive by 8 a.m. The DOT's November Law of the Month is flashing lights ahead, move over, or slow down. This is a reminder to help keep emergency responders and roadside workers safe. Melissa Kay has more.
Over the past 5 years, 73 emergency responders were hit while working on the side of the roads in the state. Wisconsin's Move Over law requires drivers to move over if they're on a multi-lane highway and see flashing lights ahead. If you're on a single-lane road or unable to move over, you must slow down. Handheld cell phone use is banned within 500 feet of an authorized emergency vehicle with their lights on. Staying alert and paying attention around crash scenes can save lives and prevent injuries.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Back to the future with Fickell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Luke Fickell will be back next year as the Wisconsin Badgers head football coach. That from athletic director Chris McIntosh, who said the focus will be more on funding the program, not firing Coach Fickell. The Badgers host the number 24 ranked Washington Huskies at Camp Randall Stadium kickoff tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. Former Badgers coach Paul Christ said to be a candidate for the head football coach opening with the Oregon State Beavers. Basketball tonight, the Badgers in Northern Illinois in Madison, NBA, the Bucks and the Bulls in Milwaukee, NFL, we told you last spring it was the league that nudged the Packers into proposing a ban on the Philadelphia Eagles' famous tush-push play, not Matt LaFleur.
They did the annual
meeting. I'm not going to get into it. The NFL made a decision, and we have to find a way to try to stop the play, and it's a tough play to stop.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Scattered rain and snow showers are possible here today. Our high right around 41 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 20 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high right around 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.